Can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen on Taft Street. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Two in the books, one to go. Plenty more of the big show. 60 minutes on the clock as we take you up till 4. Then Fred, AJ, John, the Blitz, they'll take you home till 7. All right here, ESPN 97.5. They're going to be inside. We are outside. It is gorgeous. Not a cloud in the sky. This is what they call Chamber of Commerce weather. This is beautiful.
This is beautiful. The food out here is – Haas just brought out the red velvet cake. It's like my kryptonite. It's like he
I
knows.
I saw you turn it away very quickly.
I was like, no, I don't want it. It's so good, and I'm trying to be good.
I noticed that they left the last piece is still sitting there in case you want more.
Jerry, try that, dude. Try some, Jerry. Bring him a spoon, Hans.
Don't get any more on your tie, Jerry, because you already got enough on that.
No, he didn't.
Look, right there and right there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's a couple of marks, sloppy. Jerry.
We have the smartest and sloppiest listeners in the business. Yeah.
It's a good combo,
just a
though.
A mess. There you go, Jerry. Try that. Okay, I found the bullpen ERAs. You ready?
Sure.
All right, so – not surprisingly, the Mets have a 1.51 ERA.
So they have the best starting pitching rotation
and the
ERA,
best ERA
and the best bullpen, which means that's a good portion to believe why they've only lost one game.
Yeah, two.
Or two now.
Yeah. Padres, second best at 1.84. The Astros checking in at ninth in the majors with a 2.88 bullpen ERA tied with the Braves. So they're really tied
for
eighth.
Can I ask where the Yankees are because everybody thinks they're the best bullpen in baseball?
Yeah, the Yankees are 24th with a 4.71
ERA. That's why Yankee fans are pissed off.
That's right. But that goes to prove the point that I know everyone is freaking out. It's not bad.
Where's Cleveland?
The Indians.
Arguably the second best bullpen in baseball.
I would say that. Correct. 11th with a 3.32 ERA.
Astros better than both. And the Dodgers?
22nd.
There you go.
4.47.
It's early, people.
Well, yeah, and even the vaunted Red Sox, because that's the thing. You look at these. You look at Cleveland with the one and the two at the back end of that bullpen with Allen and Andrew Miller. You look at the Dodgers with the best closer in baseball,
Jansen.
You look at the Red Sox with Craig Kimbrell, who was lights out, almost untouchable. These are all teams that their bullpen as a whole are struggling. The Astros feel like almost the complete opposite. Up till you get to closer, they're as solid as any other bullpen in the majors. It's just that they don't have a dominant closer. I think Ken Giles can be that guy. Remember, he's young. He's only 3 years into his major league service. He's a young guy. When you look at guys like Kimbrell and Jensen, these are guys with 5, 6, 7 years of major league service under their belt. They're more mature to be a closer, too. So give Giles some time. But this is a team right now that is a top 10 bullpen, tied for eighth in the major leagues. Not the American League. In the major leagues, they are tied for eighth in baseball. Everyone chill.
I agree with
That's
everyone
the message.
Chill. I don't
everyone
agree with
chill.
Ken Giles. Other than that,
I know you don't.
I know. So we can continue to roll on. But, yeah, I mean, look, again, it's early, people, and these things are bound to happen. And if this happened midseason after they were on quite a roll to start the season, maybe it'd be different. But I understand that, you know, there's a lot more at stake now that you've won a World Series and everybody thinks now you're going to, for the next foreseeable future, you're going to compete for a title. There's a tendency to be a little bit more edgy, a little bit more quick to – press the panic button, but look, you got too good of a roster for this to last for too long.
I agree. Tracy Kelly, she said, do I get bonus points for listening in Lake Tahoe?
Here we go again.
Yeah,
with
you do.
Where's Tracy at? That's some luxuriously rich.
Man, this picture makes me jelly. So jelly. And Lauren Pope chimed in and said, soccer players have the best bodies.
Okay.
I would agree with that. And they can go all night, all the running and the cardio. All right.
You've had experience?
No. Just
Oh my God!
Haas
is killing you! Did you notice how quickly Jordan came over here, by the way? Jordan saw double dessert and came rolling over here like, hey now. They just brought Barry out.
Oh, it's gluten-free. Is it fat-free also?
Two more dessert platters. One is like a big gulp cup full of like whipped cream.
There's no way I can do this. Where's my spoon? I saved my spoon. Look at that. Hey, ladies, what are y'all doing?
And we did notice she's going to actually use the same spoon.
No, you're not. You're not putting that in.
I see.
You're not putting a used spoon in the cake. I know. Ladies, what did I tell y'all at the break? This is what I told them. They said, why are you such a germaphobe? I said, it pays off. I've never had AIDS. Not one time have I had AIDS. So I think being a germaphobe has paid off. This looks amazing.
It's amazing that like no one has bothered us all day. And the minute that was set down on the table, it was like flies on poop.
I'm telling you. I've never had
a Jordan was going to leave a half hour ago. That dessert came out. He's like, I'm here.
I've never had females flock to my table so quickly. Now I know the secret. I just gotta carry dessert with me everywhere I go.
In your pants.
What's up, ladies? Who wants cake? Hey, that looks good.
I got a drumstick.
Can't wait. Can we go to break early so I can eat this? Man,
that's up to Nick.
No, we won't do it.
No. Okay.
Won't do it.
All right. Are you upset, by the way, that John Cena and Nikki Bella have split?
Who?
Your WWE fans. We have a lot of WWE fans that listen
to
the show. Besides Jose.
Are you sure?
I'm just checking because I put it on the list because I was like, you know what? With the people that we have that follow wrestling, that might be a deal. I don't know if it is or not.
It didn't move my needle one way or
the other.
If you're
John Cena, aren't you getting more ass than a toilet seat?
I did see my boy Mike the Truth Jackson was on TMZ. Did you see that, Nick?
I saw him on MMA Fighting. I didn't see him on TMZ.
Yeah, TMZ Sports had Mike the Truth Jackson on their one of their front pages, I guess, where he was talking about CM Punk. And earlier he said he was going to try to scramble his brains and really hurt him. And now they asked, now that it's official and the fight is going to happen, are you going to try to hurt him? He's like, no, I just want to show him that MMA is not for him. We need to at some point get Mike on the show.
Yeah, we
talk
do.
About the
in
fight.
Studio. He's fun deal. To talk to for sure.
Yep. So sure. We'll make that happen.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
And your favorite. Yodeling Boy.
Yes.
Yodeling Boy had quite the weekend. Yodeling Boy from Walmart. Yep, that guy.
Love it.
Yodeling Boy went from the Grand Ole Opry, which he said was his life dream. Not that his life's been that long, but he said that at some point he wanted to perform at the Grand Ole Opry.
What are you, 10 and you have a life dream?
Yeah.
You know when I was 10 what my life dream was? To get like a BMX bike. That was my life dream. I wanted a BMX bike. I didn't want to play at the Grand Ole Opry. What's up? Give me a little honky honk. Oh, there's a no. I don't think that those will do that.
Do you realize that's while you're not looking, she's double dipping in both the in that dessert, then the red velvet cake,
totally
then the whipped cream.
There it goes. Yeah. 7 second delay.
That's basically what we do on the network.
Some guy just drove by in a truck, and I said, "Give me a honk," and he couldn't hear.
So
he hadn't come out yet. Yeah.
So your yodeling boy goes from the Grand Ole Opry on Friday, then he does Coachella. The same night as Beyonce, and when he comes out on stage without being announced, the entire crowd at Coachella, standing ovation.
Shut up.
Yep.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah, and that's like a Hank Williams Jr. tune.
Senior.
Yeah, senior. Yeah. And yet, he you can tell, I mean, that's the one song he performs all the time. She just came back. And took the same fork that she's been dipping in everything and dunked it right back in the glass, Barry. Barry, welcome to the science project that is going to be.
I want you ladies to know you have ruined both of these desserts and now I can't eat them. No? That's, you've
ruined.
Don't
let a radio show get in the way of what's going on over here with the dessert platter.
They ruined this for me. I was so looking forward to trying the lava cake. I've never had it. I've always stuck to red velvet cake here at Cowboys and Indians. And then Haas brought these specifically
just for you.
For me.
Yep.
And these buzzards, these vultures, have ruined my dessert, Joel.
And the funny thing is they go back over to the marketing table, in the promo table for like 5 minutes to act like they're done. And the minute you start talking again, it's like, they come swooping back in for more.
It was like the cheese line, like the government cheese line. They just stood there Just God.
Then she goes, wait, did you know that under the whipped cream in the glass, there's actually custard? So then she starts, like, digging with a shovel like she's digging a grave to get in and make sure she gets the custard, too. Jerry's going in. He says, what?
Jerry, you son of a...
Jerry, you didn't get any custard. Keep going.
Can't get deep enough, Jerry. That's a recurring
personal
theme.
Problem, Jerry. Hi-oh! All right, we're at Cowboys and Indians
right now.
In Midtown, having a good time celebrating what was a fantastic 3-month weight loss challenge with all the usual suspects.
With cake.
Everybody is indulging and cheating and having a great day. Mo is here if you want to get back on the wagon tomorrow after this indulgence. So you can sign up and get some help from Mo along the way. Just because the challenge is over, per se, doesn't mean the journey has to be. Keep like plugging it. Away. We'll be back with a whole lot more right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen on Taft Street. This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
It's not the Shell Houston Open. It's the Shell Houston open for business but closed when it comes to gaining weight. Mark Shell has finally signed up to join the party. That's the guy that was one of the catalysts of this whole deal, the Facebook page, the whole works.
Yeah.
Him and Chris got a whole lot started for a whole lot of people. Good to see him here. He deserves to indulge a little bit today because the results that we saw were fantastic throughout the process, and those guys that participated on the Facebook page, it was even better.
Mark, how much did you lose?
54
pounds.
Wow.
That's crazy, dude. So you gained an inch on the old penis.
Almost 2 inches.
That's right, because we said 30 pounds was an inch. Bro, you're living like a king now. Yeah, you're all just walking around with no underwear all the time. Like, yeah, would you like that? He said, I can almost pee by myself.
He was a shell of his former self, but in the process, he inherited
that
quite the
awesome.
Create the weapon, yeah. it's school line time.
Yeah.
I know that feeling.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's great stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I know. How you doing on the desserts? You're not going to even try the other side of the lava cake?
I'm going to rank them, and Tyler disagrees with my rankings, but Haas brought out the custard, the lava cake, and of course, the red velvet cake. And I'm going to go red velvet cake 1, custard 2, lava cake 3. And he did mention that the lava cake is gluten-free, which is probably why it fell to third, because even in desserts, you can't really – there is a difference. You notice the difference in the gluten-free. Now, Tyler disagrees and had that 1A with the red velvet cake. So that'll tell you how good it is no matter what.
I'll tell you what. It is from the presentation on, it's not going to disappoint you.
No.
It's fantastic.
No, and if our promotions team – inhaled both of them, so you know that they are actually
legit. If you could have seen the stink eye you were getting on the ratings, like if you had disagreed with their ratings, she was like, you better. And then
is that the order you guys had it in as well? Red velvet cake, custard, and then what was your order? Red velvet number 1, and then you had the lava cake, and then the custard? Okay, well, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. So there's that.
And I don't know why she's even talking about it, because she combined all 3 into one concoction that turned out to be, you know,
kind of like when you back in the day when you did the fountain drink, the suicide, just went all the way down.
Yeah, before you had your flavored Diet Cokes,
yes.
That's how you did it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So
shout out to Chris Householder real quick. He said, let people know I'm keeping the Facebook page going. If anyone needs encouragement to keep going and losing weight, it will be active, including Mo. So, yeah, you can hop in there. Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge on Facebook is where you can go and you know, stay active, dude. Stay. And Chris said he's here in spirit. He wanted to be here, but he couldn't make it.
Yeah, so. He was the catalyst of everybody, too. I give shout-outs to Chris because he was fantastic. And this is just the first step. I mean, as long as, God willing, we're still doing what we're doing right now, we'll do this every year and hopefully make it better and better. The sponsors jumped on board, which was great, and hopefully we'll have more next year.
Houston Family Nutrition, and healthygourmet.com, and Seaforce Water.
And Mo was quick to say that just, again, what we echoed is what he said. The participation, the people that were willing to listen, it was all part of the process, and he got as much out of this, if not more, than what he put in. So that's what you like to hear. We're going to try and make it better. We're going to try and do more things. Next year we'll be more active. It kind of got, we got behind in terms of the events because
well,
it was
just
crammed
so much,
together.
Yeah, we wanted to do a run, and schedules never aligned, and we couldn't make that happen. But it didn't stop everybody from losing weight. I can't wait to find out when we're going to or who's going to be the winners. So hopefully that comes later this week, Jordan. The winners of the usual suspect, they'll be announced this week. Okay.
And then you and I and
I
Nick have to get together and decide who
belt.
Gets the belt.
That's right.
Yeah. The cool. Josh Reddick belt. Wouldn't that be sweet if he, like, blessed it and, like, signed it or something?
Like the Pope?
Yeah, like, no, like his belt that he has that he lets for the player of the game keeps the belt in the locker room. What are you laughing at? Are you going to correlate that with me in some way? Shape or form? Is that what you're going to do?
Nope. I'm not saying, saying a word.
Yeah,
I will say this. So you guys can't see it, but
right.
This dude just walked by with three dogs, two of them tiny, little bitty dogs. And there's this guy in my neighborhood that looks gangster AF, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, just like thuggish, ruggish bone. Like you walk by and you're like, ooh, don't mess with that dude. And he's out walking this Pomeranian. So he's got on bandanas and tattoos, the Timberland boots, the saggy pants, walking a Pomeranian. I'm like, bro, that's not – I'm trying to get a picture of him.
You know he's going to say it's my girl's dog.
Probably.
Yeah.
Which I could see that.
Yeah.
I could definitely see that. But that's – I've always crack up when you see that, where you see – do you have to just walk like one of the tiny dogs by themselves?
Elisa walks the tiny dog.
Okay.
Yeah. And she's really conscious about all this, you know, the leash laws and whatever. But our little Chihuahua is like, mm-hmm. she just follows wherever. So she'll walk Taylor down the street to our park and just the Chihuahua just follows and just hangs out. And
yeah.
It's not a problem. And she listens. But like the big dogs, I'm walking the big dogs this morning and the pit bull backed out of his leash.
Oh,
and
that's a thing?
He's one. Well, because we don't have a harness, it's a pain in the butt for me to put all those leashes on. I just like to snap them around.
Bet.
The collars are on. Mm-hmm. So I put the pit bull, his collar, and he put the brakes on when I was pulling, and when he backed up, it slid off of his head.
Oh, no.
And once he gets free, he wants to chase the balls with the other dogs and have all the fun. And then when I say, come over, come here, no. And I'm like, the one time that he did this, he ran all the way home, which is like six blocks, seven blocks. And I'm like, I don't want to see people who think he's, if you see a crazed pit bull, everybody, if you see a pit bull off a leash, suddenly
shoot
he's,
him.
Yeah.
No, don't do
but
that.
But that happens.
Yeah.
And so I freak out. So I had to, like, entice him with the two balls and, like, throw one at a time.
Oh, you enticed
him
with your two balls?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
And
what are the leash laws, though?
Enough,
I don't even
I
know what the leash laws are. Like, what are you, like, you just have to keep them on
in
leash in the
neighborhood?
In our
neighborhood, Nick, they basically have the signs all over the place that say you have to have, as long as the dog's out of the house and off of your property, you have to have them leashed at all times.
Oh, okay.
Unless they're at the dog park in that enclosed environment with a fence.
Right, right.
And, and you've seen that one area by my house where it's like three quarters of the way closed in. It's a couple football fields long. And it's just a great spot that I don't have to get them in the car and go all the way to the dog park. And they just chase the balls for about a half hour and they're good. But it just takes one neighbor. One neighbor's going to look over the fence and go, oh, that pit bull was off a leash and he might kill my kid. And then the next thing I get a call and the next thing the dog's in trouble. So
I mean, my sister has a pit bull. And I think it's a pit bull mix, but you can definitely tell this dog is a pit bull, right?
Yep.
And it was a rescue, and it's the sweetest dog in the world. But if I were walking down the street and saw that dog and I would be scared of the dog. It's just a natural reaction. I mean, same thing, like if you walk down the street and see a Doberman, you're going to be scared of those kind of dogs. Yep. There's certain breeds. Like there used to be in my old house, we had a neighbor about five or six doors down that had a Rottweiler.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to talk about a scare. I think I would be more scared of a Rottweiler than I would a pit bull.
Their head massive, and their bite. Like, I think
alone,
they have the most torque in, like, in their bite. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, from a muscular standpoint and size alone, they easily are like 120, and it's all muscle.
And this son of a bitch was drooling, just nonstop drooling. And that's because I would mention that I wanted to get a big dog once our cats passed away. And he came walking by, and I started, and then I showed Nora. She was like, oh, no, I can't have that dog drooling all over the house all the time. Do your dogs drool? Are they droolers?
None of them.
Well,
none of them in the house, which is fantastic. Now, and the update on our pit bull boxer mix, when she went to the vet. Thankfully, doesn't look like cancer, but unfortunately, she has a salivatory gland that's clogging.
Oh, no.
And so she has to go to a specialist. They are investigating whether surgery is going to be necessary. I don't want the surgery because that's going to be expensive.
Yeah, that's going to suck.
But, yeah, Lisa's mom, thankfully, on the side of this one is on my side going, no, I've got a vet tech that lives down the street says surgery's not necessary for that kind of thing. I go, yeah, preach on, Mom. Tell her what's up, because otherwise Lisa's going to be, yeah, and while you're in there, let's also – like, no, we don't need all that.
You'll never guess who texted this. My girlfriend Ginger had a great red velvet cake.
That'll be OU Mike.
That was definitely OU Mike. Yeah. 1,000% OU Mike text.
He is back on the wagon. We'll give
now,
him,
now this is
quality.
Not OU Mike, but it sounds like it. Somebody said Yuli keeps the clubhouse loose with jokes like his Yu Darvish bit.
Okay.
Jeez. Oh, you guys, a rough crowd. Hey, I tell you, a rough crowd.
That's exactly the
somebody
kind
asked
of crowd
me. They said, Barry, I saw a place in Beaumont this past weekend and was wondering if you ever done a comedy show there called Jazz and Jokes. No, I've never even heard of it, I don't believe. Jazz and Jokes.
It wasn't. Next to the manhole cover? Where you were
Beaumont.
This weekend?
Oh. I wasn't at the manhole cover. That was Wichita.
Okay.
Rain? What was it, Club Rain?
You were at Club Rain.
Yeah.
In Chicago, the manhole cover is...
Oh, that's...
It lives up
yes.
to billing.
Yes.
Yes. So, all right, we'll continue to roll on. About a half hour to go in the big show. So, stay tuned. And if you want to participate, 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. It is Nick Barry, Joel. It is the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
App in the business and the easiest steak you can download. Wait, I think I messed that up. The most delicious steak in the business and the easiest sports radio app you can download.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.
I'm breaking my real bad. I'm breaking my real bad.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen on Taft Street. This is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go, final half hour of the show. It's Barry and Joel from Cowboys and Indians, where the desserts just keep on coming. The food is fantastic as we sit here and celebrate what was a fantastic weight loss challenge for 2018, rewarding Mark Schell and those of the like that have led the charge, like you guys that participated. And I don't know if we got to a ton, but there was a ton of weight loss, and it was fantastic. And now our marketing department is trying to make up for that. We continue to... kick it and move, but also checking news of the day. We know that a ton of games in the Midwest were postponed due to a massive snowstorm that hit up north this weekend. And when you're idiots like the Minnesota Twins and you have an open-air stadium, you run the risk every so often and more often than not of having games postponed due to weather, especially when it doesn't get warm when you expect it to. Their entire series this weekend canceled and postponed for a later date with the White Sox, at least another cold-weather team. As Minnesota builds a fantastic football stadium with a roof, but can't seem to figure out that it might be a good concept for baseball, especially when you start playing in April.
Well, yeah, and I imagine you could potentially start playing in late March, 31st or whatever.
Yeah, when I was home, the Brewers, it was 31 degrees and snowing, and it was 75 inside, and they were hosting the Cardinals.
And not only that, but if you're good, you could potentially be playing in October.
True.
So it would make sense, but... I mean, you have to – I don't necessarily blame – I do blame a team like the Rangers for not putting a roof on their ballpark because –
it's hot, man.
70% of your games or more are going to be in the heat, the stifling dead-ass heat.
And
so put a – don't – but in Minnesota, you're talking about maybe 4 weeks at the beginning, 5 weeks at the end. Maybe
global warming has made it into a shift that can, you know, makes it so unpredictable because here we are – mid-April now, and the Midwest is still cluttered with 30-degree temperatures and snow.
True.
So that's crazy. And now this, in Toronto for their home game tonight against the Kansas City Royals, it's in danger of being postponed because of a hole in the roof at the Rogers Center.
Nice.
Now, it's one thing to have a hole in the roof. You know how it got there? The CN Tower, which is located right by the stadium, had some ice fall off of it and pierce through the roof of the Rogers Center. So they have reports and photos that are coming out on social media with big pieces of the roof laying on the turf of the field, and the viability of playing tonight's game is still up in the air as we speak.
Stupid ice. Good job, ice.
Man.
Running
relatively large blocks of ice have been tumbling onto the streets and sidewalks with no injuries reported, but on top of that, a few pieces did happen to pierce the roof of the Rogers Center.
Wow. Wasn't there a rain out in the dome? Which dome was it where they had to cancel
the Metrodome
because of
collapsed.
Rain? Yeah. But there was also – actually, no, I take that back. There was a rain out for an Astros game in the dome because the umpire crew and other people couldn't get to the dome. But I thought there was another one where there was a hole and it got rained out, or there was a leak.
Well,
and it was so bad that they had to call the game.
The great video was in Minneapolis when they had the Metrodome where there was a hole.
And it collapsed.
And then because of the whole damn thing just imploded.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that was like almost air elevated roof. It wasn't like a real hard shell roof.
Yeah, it was almost like a
tarp.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah.
And of course, in scanning the globe, ESPN has just come out with their power rankings. So more for you to panic about if you're an Astros fan. You're no longer number one.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about earlier.
So I'm just saying, because of the news of the day,
people
can panic more than the bullpen and the lack of bats. They have them at two, the Red Sox at one.
Who's three?
The Angels at three, and then the Mets at four.
That makes sense.
Arizona rounds out the top.
I wouldn't even have the Astros in the top three.
I mean, look,
if you're going off of – I mean, it's a week-to-week thing. I would put the – they just lost two series in a row. I would put them top five. But I would have the Angels, Mets, and Red Sox as your top three teams right now.
And with the teams that were being favored at the start of the year in the American League, Cleveland 8-6, the Yankees 7-7,
yep.
and your Strohs. So, look, like we said, stop pressing the panic
button
too early.
The old struggling Strohs. Somebody said, Barry, get an English Mastiff. Best big dog you can get.
I warned you in the break.
You've got to get buckets for the drool that this dog. I Googled English Mastiff. There was a drawing of the dog, and they actually drew drool coming out of the dog's face. It's just a part of the breed. No way.
I had a buddy had two of them. They averaged 190 pounds a piece.
Now that would be cool.
One was over two
bills. Except to have to pooper scoop it.
And their heads
to get a back
are literally the size of like a beach ball.
That's great. I bet that'd be like having a grown man poop in your yard every time you let him out.
It's just, I mean, seriously, you might be able to sell that fertilizer.
It'd be like, because, you know, I have the riding lawnmower, it'd be like going over speed bumps in the yard.
You could have,
I wouldn't want to pick
that up. Like the picture of Judge and Altuve. You could have the massive poop and then your hoodlum guy in the neighborhood walking the Pomeranian.
Right. Clarence said, ice, ice, baby. He texted. He also said that the problem with the walking the dogs, the small dogs, he said, this is why I have a cat.
Okay.
I figured you would enjoy that.
Yeah. And he's also losing his mind at the end of that Boston-Milwaukee game on Twitter this weekend. Did you see that, though?
I didn't get to watch
the
game.
It was a great game.
I heard. I was pretty upset that I didn't.
Fantastic game between the Celtics and the Bucks, but Clarence was on Twitter just absolutely losing his mind over the way it went down. Middleton hits a shot with a half a second left from about 46 feet. That just nothing but the bottom, and then the only question was, did he get off in time? And it was just shot after shot after shot. Overtime was exciting. That should be a good series, Boston and Milwaukee.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that plays out. But, yeah, look, overall.
Is Boston going to win? You think they win the series?
I think they'll probably still pull the series out. I just don't think, because Milwaukee's just awful offensively. But I just don't think they're going anywhere because of the fact that you can't when you lose Irving and Gordon Hayward. I just don't think that there's enough. There's too many good teams in the East that you're going to. You could face an Indiana team and they could put you out of business. So. We'll see how that goes.
I tell you what, man, Indiana was impressive.
Yeah. You know what? No question about
it
because they're athletic. Like I said, you might not be able, aside from Oladipo, for most people, you couldn't even identify Oladipo. But the fact of the matter is, you look at that roster, people know Lance Stephenson is crazy, but they have no idea that their best players are just under the radar.
They only know him because of the memes.
And the blowing in the ear and all that.
Yep, that is the only reason they know who he is. Otherwise, they would be like, yeah, he'd be, I think Zerline calls him Big Toe Guy. He'd be standing on your big toe, and you'd have no idea who he is. That's true.
Absolute fact. So Brandon Hannon chiming in a lot, bashing Dallas people. So we've got bikers that are singing with their headsets on, trying to get to be a part of the show.
Something?
He was singing. He had his headset on. He's singing.
That was singing?
Yeah.
I thought either he was calling 911.
He was trying to encourage Jordan to get on a bike with him and go on a bike ride. Because Jordan just let out a big yawn like he was in a big chair after that meal at Thanksgiving. He's ready to go coma nap.
Are you staying late, Jordan, with me? I think I'm going to stay till about 5. Yeah, I think I'm going to hang out. Joel, you going
to
hang out till 5?
I'm going to the gym, Barry. I'm going to lift weights.
Oh, you're going to go to the gym, huh? The old, I'm going to the gym.
I definitely am.
Think I'm falling for that?
Nope, I definitely am.
The
old, I'll send you pictures.
Going
you want pictures?
To the gym.
Yeah, I'll send you pictures.
Tyler, you going to hang out?
Tyler's ready for a coma nap, too.
You full? Good stuff.
It's hard not to be full when you get here.
I know. I'm debating when I'm going to take my wife. I'm going to ask her because she was like, I'm hungry.
Promo team's going to go run a marathon. Both of them are sleeping. So that's progress. All right. We'll continue to roll on before we wrap it up. We've had a good time. And, again, a shout-out to all of our sponsors. We love Mo and Houston Family Nutrition,
yep.
Healthy Gourmet, Seaforce Water, and everybody that made this fantastic weight loss challenge a possibility, and then all you guys that participated and dropped all the weight along the way. We got one segment to go in the big show. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Pick a verse, any verse. I hypnotize you with every line. I'll need a volunteer. How about you with the eyes? Come on down to the front. Stay right here and don't be shy. ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen on Taft Street. This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final segment of the show. We are wrapping it up from Cowboys and Indians. Barry's going to hang out till 5. Jordan and Tyler are going to be napping on the deck.
Ryan Hill tweeted and said, Barry, did you just pronounce it Mimi's? Yeah, that's the name.
So Jim Mimi. Nance does it.
Oh, bro, I was trying to.
Oh, sorry.
We just talked about me trolling him for a minute.
I didn't hear you say you were trolling.
Tyler? I just said I was going to try to troll Ryan for a bit and drag it out, and then here comes Joel, and I'm going to ruin it.
I pooped on it.
Yeah, you did. Yes, Ryan Hill, I said Mimi's because Jim Nance said that after the Grant Hill face that he made when someone jumped over the scoreboard.
Mo Wagner.
Yeah, Mo Wagner jumped over the scores table in a game, and he said, oh, we're going to be on a Mimi. Please try and keep up, Ryan. We're keeping it fresh here. Check. Everyone knows it's pronounced Maymay.
Use the podcast if you can't keep up.
I try to recover it.
Closed captioning.
Yeah, closed captioning.
For the following impaired.
Yes.
We can try and spell it out for you.
Candy on Twitter said, get a Great Pyrenees. That looks like sheds a lot. It looked like it would shed a sweater every day.
Yeah.
And then Brother Bear said that Rottweilers are the best because they're protective of kids, family, property, and they will sever an intruder's arm.
I'm going to tell you this, man.
What?
I just showed Tyler a picture of our two.
That big lady?
Pit mixes, that too. But our pure pit, or is close to pure, we don't know what he is, but our real pit type, he is the most loving dog to our family. But if anyone he doesn't know gets near Taylor or us or the house.
So if I come over, he's going to try
to
bite me?
Well, I will already have told him and trained him to sick balls.
Yes,
on
of,
that
course,
one.
Of course, of course.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, forget the park, sick balls.
Yes.
That's it. So, yeah, but no, I love those dogs to death. And I've always heard stories about pit bulls. And Lisa always told me it's not the dog. It's the owners that make them ferocious or mean or fighting dogs. Until you have one, you don't know for sure. But, man, I'm telling you what, they were so spot on because that dog is loyal and lovable and everything else until it comes time to protecting the family, and then it's game on.
Did you see the Pirates loss to the Marlins?
Uh-uh.
So there was like – I want to say that the win probability was like – I don't remember what it was, but there was a three-run a three-run sacrifice fly.
What?
Yeah, because of them throwing the ball around. And then I want to say it was the Cubs game where they scored 9 runs in the 8th inning because of hit batsmen and walks. And they booted the ball around. But, yeah, there was a three-run sac fly in the Marlins game with Pittsburgh because they also were throwing it around and booting it. There's some sloppy baseball going on. It's early. I get it, but yeah.
Well, speaking of sloppy baseball, then you got the Diamondback situation. I don't know if you saw that, but Arizona's playing, and it was basically like, how do you turn a home run into a single? They ended up winning the game, thankfully for them, but because it didn't, this could have cost them. Top of the fourth inning, Devin Marrero hits a ball deep left center, cleared the wall, was a dinger. But in the process, it was only scored a single, and he was ruled out after a one-base error because catcher Alex Avila was being extra cautious and also enjoying watching the ball get out of the park. And in the process of watching the ball get out of the park, Marrero passed him on the base paths.
Yeah,
which meant he was out, and instead of a three-run home run,
yep,
it was a single.
It's a stupid rule, but it is a rule nonetheless. I'm showing Tyler a picture of the three-run sacrifice fly.
Yeah.
So on the play at the plate, the catcher steps up, and instead of cutting it off, they let the ball get through to the catcher. So the runner from on third scores. Then he goes to throw out the guy on first trying to move up a base, and the ball rolls all the way to the wall because nobody was backing it up. And so the other two guys' bases were loaded. The other two guys scored on that one throwing error. Just atrocious.
And I will say this because I saw it early in the season for all the people bagging on the Astros. One of the things the Astros do extremely well is their outfielders back up bags really, really well. They come in and they make sure that those kind of mistakes don't happen. So, you know, again, a very well-prepared team. A.J. Hinch and his staff do a fantastic job. Just everybody needs to kind of take it easy a little bit. And I actually put this in here. I don't know how many people are fans of George Stephanopoulos. My wife thinks he's one of the greatest journalists ever.
Why?
She just thinks he's fantastic, and he knows how to cover news by not taking a side and doing it nonpartisan and all this other stuff. But then it comes out he just did the James Comey interview, which I missed, but that was a big deal. The exclusive with Comey last night, which Trump started to tweet back about in defense of everything that went on. So, everything that was going on with him. Now his wife, Allie Wentworth, she's a comedian and an actress. She has a new book out called Go Ask Allie. She's been married to Stephanopoulos for 17 years. She reveals how often she and her husband get it on, and they're furious. And in the process of them being furious at their lovemaking, she feels like she loses friends because they are jealous and upset of how many times they get after it.
What? That was in the book?
Yeah, all in the book.
So they're just out here just banging away.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be great radio.
Yeah, thank God we're almost done. Yeah.
Yeah, we got 5 minutes left so you guys can listen to a weed eater.
You sure that's not at the farm? Right now by a remote, Nick, we've got Barry. He's in the final ditch at the palatial Laminack Manor.
Hey, Nick, can you hear the weed eater?
Barely.
Okay, so it's not that bad.
No, it's not that bad.
It's super loud right now. That's good to know. So people are continuing to text and tweet the dogs that I should get. A Presa Canarian?
No
idea.
Now
I think you guys are just making stuff up. But I Googled it. That's a...
You wanna,
it's
you
a Presa Canario.
A Labradoodle?
It looks... No.
Those are ridiculous.
God, no. Labradoodle?
Yeah, that's my neighbor that will clean up his dog crap.
This Presa Canario, if I'm saying that right, looks like it drools a lot.
Then it probably does.
But it's kind of, it looks like a Mastiff in a way. I mean, it's big like a Mastiff, but it looks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this one's got some pretty big breasts, too. Those are very long. Those nipples are like 4 inches long. I don't want that dog. That's weird.
My man.
A dog with 4-inch nipples? Who wants that?
No. Or the eraser heads?
Dragging around. It looks like somebody drug a rake through a sand pit when he walks by. Nobody wants to see that. A cane coral dog?
Getting back to our other story.
No.
You know what else no one wants to see?
What?
No one wants to see George Stephanopoulos or his wife talk about or anything to do with their sex life.
She's not very – I mean, she's handsome.
And he's dainty.
He's little, right? Like he's like 5'6" or something like that?
Yeah. So, hey, works for them, though. My buddy Marcus said he was going to stop by today, and he drove by right when the girls were double-dipping in Barry's desserts, so I decided there was too much going on. I'll stop by next time for sure.
Yeah.
And by the way, neither girl just heard us because they are in food comas while they are still multitasking.
She said she was ignoring you because you weren't being nice.
A legitimate text from my buddy who saw you double dipping in Barry's desserts. So he did not stop by. Legitimate text.
Amos tweeted me and said, it sounds like you're planning on keeping these dogs inside. Is that a white thing? Yes, Amos, it is a white thing. White people keep their dogs inside.
And they're part of the family. Not just with
and unfortunately, we let dogs kiss us in the face. That's a white people thing. We know that's a well-established thing where white folks let their dogs lick them in the face. That is a thing. I don't know. Yeah,
I think that.
Although you do, I do have if they just clean themselves, if they just clean their butt, then we're gonna have to wait a little while.
Especially if the booty juice.
Yeah, we're gonna have to wait.
Nick's dog wouldn't speak to him for a day because he actually did the hygienic thing and got the booty juice taken care of.
Yeah,
that and her teeth. So she's super clean.
Oh, so well that was smart. So you get that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you get the butt taken care of, and then you get their mouth cleaned, and then they can lick you in the face. That's smart.
Hey, it's better than not having her teeth brushed.
I don't know. So. It's very weird.
There's a guy driving up and down on his bike like the Unabomber.
Just staring at us with a
hood.
Yeah.
Don't shoot us, please. We're good people. We promise. What the hell is going on right now? He's just smiling. And
as
driving.
Opposed to my man who's sitting on the tractor backwards in the trailer of the
week. This place is out of control. You guys get over here. I'm going to be here till 5 if I live. There's just this guy. Hi. And he waved. Hi, sir. Is
Barry,
the speaker on?
Barry likes hugs.
Please don't kill us.
Barry likes right. hugs.
No.
Your what hurts?
What? I don't know what's going on right now.
Oh.
Somebody said Rhodesian Ridgebacks. Those are cool dogs.
Okay.
You don't like? You're not a fan, Tyler? Nick, do you have any big dogs?
No, just one 23-pound Schnauzer.
Oh, well, yeah, that don't count. That doesn't count at all. That's a little dog, 23 pounds. Get out of here. Like, I want my dog to weigh more than me. My white ass does not let my dog lick my face. There was that text. Best breed is good old-fashioned yellow or chocolate lab. I bought a chocolate lab, but that thing went crazy and ate the couch. I don't want a chocolate lab
if they're raised right. It's just like anything else.
Yeah, I don't want to eat the couch. Okay, we got to go. Yeah. I don't want to die. Like, really, it's creepy.
So the guy on the bike got a shirt and can't stop going backwards where he's almost taking out a lady walking a baby.
This whole thing just fell apart. Yeah. It got weird, and we apologize for having
Shout out to Cowboys and Indians. We appreciate you again and again and again.
He literally just fell off his
Haas,
bike.
We love you. Great stuff. Great food. Thanks for being our host for the day. Stop by Texan and Indian Kitchen, Cowboys and Indians.
Send the police out, please. All right.
And he's being followed by More Hands Maid Service. So,
weird
we've got
right
the cleanup patrol on it. It'll all take care of itself. That's the way Houston works. Hands helping hands. Until then, we'll turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7. We'll be back in the studio tomorrow. For Barry's last day before he heads to Paris and beyond.
Tulsa.
Okay, that too.
Yeah.
We'll be back tomorrow in studio. So you guys have a great night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow on The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money.